Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST. This is N7IBV, November 7, India. Victor, activating the Fox here, Amateur Radio Association, General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the amateur radio activities. No discussion topic tonight. Thanksgiving Eve, not that it really makes that much difference, but does anybody have a topic they would like to discuss before I guess pull out some more questions from the general class license pool? This is N7IBV. Go ahead. Very good. Announcements. Let's see, where are we? Today's the 24th. Club meeting coming up on the 9th. If my little calendar brain is working properly, 9th of December. That'll be held online via WebEx or live at the PATH Foundation building. You can get information on our club website at the homepage. Christmas party coming up for those who are planning to attend. We have 25 people or pushing 30 people who are planning to attend. If you are planning to attend, please let us know so that we can plan for food. We will be providing the meat and we rely on you folks to provide the side dishes and beverages. And information is available on the website also as far as sign up and whatnot. Okay. Stand by one. Sorry, we had a little audio level technical issue in the other room. Had to resolve. Okay, let's go ahead and take check-ins tonight. This is N7IVV. Any licensed amateur wishing to check in, please give me a call now.
KO4LUA. KXOR. KU.
K4BOX.
KN4SPL.
K4GG.
KS1PPY.
EEK.
KO4CLR.
Okay, stand by there. We got KO4LUA, Charles, KX4KU, Kevin, K4BOX, Garth, KN4SPL, Bob, AK4GG, John, KS1PPY, Sippy, KO4CLR, Alexi, and I got something 4EEK, if I got that right. And I didn't get the prefix right because I know you're not in Key West, I don't think. Give me your call again, please.
KF4TEK?
See, I told you weren't in Key West as much as you might want to be. Okay, well, I didn't recognize the voice. Okay, hi, Mike, KF4TEK. All right, anybody else want to check in tonight? Give me a call now.
IBV, here's WD8QCN. Good evening.
Okay, Steve, WD8QCN. Welcome. I guess we'll just go down a quick roll call tonight and just do a round table and discuss what you've been up to, what you might have coming up, and we'll go from there. So, Charles, let's see what you've got going on. KO4LUA, N7IVV.
Yeah, N7IVV, KO4LUA. Just a quick thing. I put out a request on the email earlier about somebody helping me to launch some lines to hang an antenna. If anybody wants to assist, I would greatly appreciate it. I have one in antenna hung, but I need to get another one up a little higher. So if anybody's out there, I appreciate it. KO4LUA.
Okay, Charles, hopefully we can scrounge somebody up to help you toss a wire over a tree or wherever you need to do that. I know we've got some people in the club that have got various projectile devices for assisting with that. So hopefully somebody will respond to your email posting, I guess, on our groups.io page. KX4KU, Kevin, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Brad. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I have been just messing around. I did today's CWT. I got a new record, 51. So I broke 50. So now I got to get up to 60. So that was good. And then sometime this weekend, I got to reestablish my long wire NFED antenna here at the apartment. As sneaky as possible, so as not to attract any undue attention, and that's it. Other than I wish everybody on the net a happy Thanksgiving. I'll turn it over to you and to IVV Kicks for taking back the net.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Looking at your note here. K4BOX, Garth, what you up to tonight? Got family over or just you guys? Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is K4BOX. No, it's just us. My in-laws will be coming over for dinner tomorrow, but they live in the area, so no company staying with us right now. One thing I wanted to mention, which I don't think I heard you say, but there's a test session this weekend, November 27th. That Katie is running. My son may actually be testing in that, so I just wanted to point that out. If anybody is looking for a test session, they can reach out to K4TR, Katie Gillum. Other than that, I lost an antenna out of one of my trees in some of the wind recently, my 2-meter antenna. I've currently got it up on a portable pole instead of up in the trees, which shouldn't be a problem for this repeater, but probably is not ideal for some of the other ones I check into. So I'm hoping that I can also find a way to get my antenna back up into one of my hickory trees around my property. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving, and that's it. So this is K4BOX, back to net, 73, everybody.
Okay, Garth, very good. Sorry about your antenna, but that's kind of one of the fun things about the hobby. I'd mentioned a few weeks back that I had to disconnect my two main HF antennas that are back in the yard because we were putting in a new patio, and that's actually completed now, but I haven't gotten the antenna hooked up. I'll probably go back and do that tomorrow during the day. But I can't put it in permanently because, well, anyway, we still have some cable work to do to fix the problem. But anyway, it'll get me back on the air at night. It's kind of been boring. 20 and 15 have been hopping quite a bit during the day. That's been fun. I picked up Molly on 15 this morning, I guess. African Italy. I don't know which country that was exactly, but anyway, it was a new country for me. So it was kind of fun. KN4SPL, Bob, go ahead.
N7IVV from KN4SPL in the net. Good evening, Brad, and all in the net. Let's see, for both Charles and Garth, for sure, I will definitely help try to get a wire up into a tree. I've been getting some practice with this arborist throw bag that a gentleman from the Bluemont repeater said that works for him, and actually it's a pretty good device I got, so yeah, just contact me and we'll work something out. Midland and Locust Grove is not too far from me, so there's that. Let me grab a nickel. Let's see, today I did my last mow of the year, mostly mulching up leaves, but I have recently installed a 33-foot mass with a 20-meter dipole in the backyard, and now I have guy lines, and I was so trying to avoid getting clotheslined by my guy lines that I forgot to put the ends where the mower wouldn't hit them, and while the motor hit one of the guy lines and turned my pole into an S. Fortunately, once I released everything and got it off the blade of the mower, my pole is now strictly vertical, so I'm glad I was able to fix that. So, yep, that was my day. Last mow of the year, and I almost ruined my antenna, so, hey, it happens sometimes. Besides that, that's all I got. This is KN4, SPL, back to net.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad you didn't permanently damage anything. It's kind of heartbreaking when you do. Frustrating as heck when you do it. Scared to death you broke it. So good you got it put back together. Garth, I'm sorry I didn't respond to your note about the test session coming up this weekend. And so good luck to, you said his name. It's not Oscar. I'm sorry. Anyway, your son. Good luck on his license, on his exam. AK4GG, John, what you up to today? Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Brad, and the rest of the group. Not too much. Just got back from Portugal last night, so I'm just doing the jet lag thing. A little bit warmer over there, probably about 10 degrees, I would say. A bit cold waking up this morning. But, yeah, it was a good, good time, about 12 days, sleeping around Lisbon, Porto, and then back down to the Algarve, Faro, Lagos, around there, and got pretty close to the Spanish border. The Spanish border at Tavira. Can probably throw something across the water there and hit some Spaniards. Anyway, it was good to get out. Lots of COVID-19 precautions when traveling by aircraft these days. So I wouldn't. You have to wear your mask for the whole flight, which is a real pain. But never mind, that's the way it goes. Nothing much else to report on the amateur radio front. I received a few transistors, JFETs and things while I was away, so hopefully I can get a fairly robust RF amplifier built. That'd be good. Not too much problems with antennas, but yeah, I'd like to redirect some lines too, so I'm going to be losing lead anchors in the tree leaves branches fairly shortly myself. Okay, anyway, back to the net, N7IVV, AK4GG.
Okay, well, welcome home, glad you got home safe. I am assuming that you made it home virus-free, I'm sure you did. I hate it when that happens. I was going to say something much more intelligent. You mentioned transistors. I was going to just mention to all five of you that are on the net tonight. Okay, 10. I recently purchased a bunch of 7805 voltage regulators. They're in the TO220 220 package, you know, the one for uses a heat sink. I got tons more than I need, tons more. I think I ordered 20 because they were cheap. And so if anybody runs across and needs a decent heavy-duty 75-volt regulator, just holler at me. I've got plenty. You're welcome to. Love you. KS1PPY, Sabi, I guess you're home for the week. Maybe you're taking off anyway. How are you tonight? Go ahead.
King Mike, 4 X-ray golf.
And 7IVV and the net. Hopefully you grab the other check-in before the repeater finished its little ID. But, I'm home. I'm not home for the reasons I'd like. Got kind of sick and went over and got tested. Found out I got another case of COVID again. Probably a different variant this time or something like that. But either way, they gave me a piece of paper and told me I'm on quarantine for 14 days. So I'm here working from home and trying not to get stir crazy. And as much as I would love to use my tennis ball cannon and put some antennas in the air, I have to wait 14 days before I feel comfortable going out to anybody. But I'm more than willing to bring the cannon and get some wires in the air. That'd be a lot of fun. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself here at the house, just sort of sitting. I suppose I could pick up various projects that I've been meaning to get around to, but just haven't as of yet. Still got some soldering to do, still got some other stuff, but all of a sudden I have time that I didn't when I was when we were short on personnel. So we'll have to see how it goes. Can't think of anything else right at the moment because I'm stuffy and achy and all the rest of it. So KS1 PPY back to net.
And this is N7IVV net control for the Farah General Service Net. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Sippy. I hope everything works out for you and nothing untoward happens besides boredom for you. I think I got the call. I'll pick you up in a minute. When I get through this first roll call, I'll call for additional check-ins. KO4CLR, Alexi, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
This is KO4CLR. Good evening, everyone in the net tonight. First and foremost, Sippy, hope you work through it quickly and are back out and about if you need anything delivered right across town. Please give me a shout, email, text, whatever. If you happen to drop it off at your front door. But anyway, just preparing for Thanksgiving tomorrow. We've been voluntold to prepare two turkeys and then smoke two turkey breasts for our rather large extended family that we're going to be meeting tomorrow. I am planning on going to the testing session this Saturday that someone else alluded to. It is down at the American Legion down there at being sponsored by the King George Amateur Radio Operators down there at the American Legion, 10 a.m. And yes, Katie is putting it on. So hopefully, very shortly, I will be at general class ham and able to get on the bands where I'm desperately looking to go to. I do have a technical question. If anybody could help me out, if they could point me to a direction of anything to mitigate LED light interference in vehicles for mobile operation. I've been going through some stuff and trying to get it narrowed down. And I have a Chevy diesel truck, and it's giving me fits with radio feedback. But if anybody either on the net tonight or can email or post up on the reflector about that, I would be greatly appreciated. Anyway, I wish everyone a happy and safe holiday coming up tomorrow and weekend. This is KO4CLR back to net.
Okay, Alexi, thanks. Yeah, actually, the subject of LED interference comes up pretty frequently around here. I have not had the problem that I'm aware of, so I guess I don't have the problem. And I can't remember what people do to fix it. I'll throw that out for anybody once we get to the end, unless Mike actually... $10 says Mike has a recommendation, but anyway, if anybody else has one when we come back for rechecks, or by all means post it up on groups.io, because I know that they're Rich and Andy and others have plenty of experience with that. KF4TDK, speaking of you, what you got for us tonight? Mike, go ahead.
Well, sadly, I think I got nothing. just kind of wiped out, so happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a safe holiday. Don't do anything stupid, and hopefully you get through it. And we'll see you on the other side. So, KF4TK, back to that.
Okay, well, I hope you're not talking about the other side of the big other side. Although that would be a good place to see you, too, but hopefully you're talking about something a little bit more close to home. I'm sure you're fine. All right, WDAQCN, Steve, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
I'm Brad the Net. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Yeah, doing all right here. I've been chasing some of the same DX there that you mentioned. I've been trying to work that Molly station for a couple days, and the pileup's just pretty thick there. Got some compromised antennas here. I'm going to have to figure out how to work around eventually. Get something bigger and better up, running a six band trap vertical for primary antenna. I've been on 17 and 12 meters, got a fan dipole up, but been doing all right. I've worked, 148 countries and with 126 of them confirmed since May, so not horrible, but guess I could be doing a little bit better. Anyways, as far as the LED lights go, let me catch a nickel. As far as the LED lights go, bypass caps and liberally applied ferrite chokes would be my first recommendation. See if you can knock it down with that. Should be able to attenuate some of it. Some of it may come down to shielding. You may have to open up enclosure of the lights and, you know, find the regulator or whatever. Put some foil tape or something around it, make a little package for it, make sure it's grounded, stuff like that will help a bunch. For Sippy, sorry to hear you're ill, my friend. If it starts really getting to you, American frontline doctors can hook you up with some ivermectin and or hydroxychloroquine, which apparently work. Other than that, not too much going on. Just wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. WDAQCN, back to net.
Okay, Steve, thanks for the update. And, yeah, it seems like the, well, the only thing that really helps RFI is ferrite and more ferrite. Of course, there's an art to doing that. You need to get the right type for the right frequency. It makes it better. It's usually not terribly critical, but the right stuff is always the best stuff. So, anyway, I post that up again on the groups.io, and you get some better, some good recommendations there. So, yeah, thanks for that info, Steve. All right, I'm going to toss it out to I believe it was James, if I got the call right, and then open up after him. We'll pick it up for other check-ins and rechecks. I believe it was Kilo Mike for X-Ray Golf. This is N7IVV.
Okay, I copy N7IVV, Italy Victor Victor, is that right?
Yes, sorry, that's correct.
Yeah, okay, good deal. Well, top of the evening to you, all on board. My name is Jim. I'm located in Herndon, Virginia. And I'm listening on the NA5B web SDR in Washington, D.C. And recording this because I heard myself on FM for the first time tonight and was appalled. I don't know if it's just because I'm used to listening to high-fidelity AM all the time or what, but it seems like everything is very under-deviated here. I don't know what's going on, but other than that, I just wanted to check in and wish everyone a fine Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. I hope everyone has a really, really nice day. N7IBV in the group, KM4XG.
Okay, Jim, well, thanks for checking in. We always appreciate it. We appreciate, well, shoot, they're not visitors. Any ham licensed is more than welcome to check in, whether you're doing it from local or Herndon or D.C. or Victoria, Australia, with Echolink or whatever. We always appreciate that and enjoy it. So, and by the way, you sound just fine here tonight on this repeater, so. Anyway, all right, any other check-ins tonight or rechecks? This is N7IVV, call me now.
KF4LUA, recheck. KF1PPY, recheck.
Okay, Charles, KF4LUA, then go ahead.
Yeah, KF4LUA, KN4SBL, I would appreciate the help. Maybe we get together and talk after this net and arrange something, so I do appreciate that. Thank you, KF4LUA.
Okay, very good. And KS1PPY, and this is N7IBB. Go ahead.
I just wanted to throw a quick plug out there that we are still looking for other net controllers, and if anybody can pick up a net at some point during the next week or month or whatever, feel free to give us a ring at Farinet or look me up on QRZ, send me an email, Kilo Sierra 1, Papa Papa Yankee, and we'll get you on the schedule, get you the script, and doing this is not hard. We need more of us out there to kind of share the load of conducting these nets every Sunday and Wednesday. So just a plug for anybody willing to, especially during the holidays, to help us do a net control. I'd greatly appreciate it. KS1PPY, back to net.
Okay, Sippy, thanks for that. And yes, we would appreciate you ponying up to do that. I mean, we'd really rather you volunteered rather than us reaching out and strong-arming you, so to speak. Of course, everybody that's on here tonight pretty much is pretty busy. I understand that. So we'll keep looking around, but we would appreciate even just once in a while if somebody wants to jump in and take care of that for us. Most of you guys have all got experience. Okay, well, one last call for check-ins or rechecks. This is N7IBB. Okay, then. Appreciate everybody checking in. Sorry we didn't have a particular topic or whatever, but it's always good to chat and just kind of see what you've all been up to and we've all been up to. This is N7IVV for the FARA General Service Net. Thanks, everybody. Again, we do this every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. We also have a net on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. If you want more information, please check out our website at w4va.org. Stand by. Okay, again, this is N7IVV. Returning the repeater to normal use. Everyone have a good evening, a pleasant tomorrow, and a happy Thanksgiving weekend, and don't spend too much money on Friday. And 7IVV, Clem.
KN4SPL, KO4LUA.
KO4LUA from KO4SPL. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, what kind of timing do you think you could give me a hand? I mean, I'm free at any time. Just let me know when you have a time to do it.
Let's say tentatively Saturday mid-morning late morning. I think Saturday will be my best day out of this long weekend.
That would be a great time. Yeah, definitely free Saturday. Yeah, I just got a couple of trees. I just need to line some lines up. I mean, just so I can pull some antenna up. So it's not a whole lot to do. Everything's clear now that the leaves are all gone, so that shouldn't be too hard. I just I've tried myself with a wrist rocket slingshot and couldn't quite hit the mark. You may have something better to do with.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I did purchase also a slingshot, and it performed terribly for me. And from the Bluemont Repeater Group, or the NVTN, or NET, a guy recommended an arborist bag. So I think it's like a 14-ounce bag, and it's about 150 feet of rope. And I was able to get up over about a 40-foot tree with really no problems. It took about two tries for me to get over the tree. So I'm not sure how high you're trying to go, but I think I have about 50 to 60-foot range. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. I'm doing like about 40-foot, so it shouldn't be too bad. It's kind of tight some areas, but it's not... Not too bad. Like I said, it's a lot easier now that the leaves are gone. I do have a tennis ball launcher that I tried, but that's not the most accurate either. But it also makes a big boom. The neighborhood doesn't like a lot of noise for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, Roger that. If you could shoot me an email, that'd be great. If you just go to my QRZ page. My email's on there, and you can shoot me an email so I can get your address, and we'll finalize a time for Saturday. Back to you.
That would be most wonderful. I'll shoot you an email probably tomorrow morning and clear it up, and we'll see what we can do. I appreciate it, and my antenna appreciates it.
Roger, Roger, Roger. All right, Roger Charles, this is KN4SPL, and I will be clear on your final.
Okay, KN4SPL, KO4LUA. We're clear.
Please visit www.w4va.org for club-related info.